Welcome back. Today we're shaping that old school jungle and ragga vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, but doing it the smart way. Minimal CPU load, maximum character. Think lo-fi, hyped, slightly radio-ish, and glued into the break. Not pristine, not pop vocal. More like the vocal is another drum hit that also happens to shout wheel it. By the end you'll have a vocal chain that stays punchy, a couple of return effects for dub-style space without melting your computer, and a simple way to get those classic delay throws that make the whole thing feel 90s instantly. Alright, let's build it. First, choose the right vocal source and prep it fast. Grab a short ragga phrase or shout. 1 to 3 seconds is perfect. Select a rundy track. Wheel it, that kind of thing. Drop it onto an audio track. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. If you're stretching a lot, Complex Pro is the safest, but it costs more CPU. If you're barely stretching, try Tones or Plain Complex. You can save CPU just by not using the heavier warp mode when you don't need it. Now do a quick cleanup. Trim the clip so you're only keeping the good region, then consolidate. Command or Control J. Consolidating is underrated. It keeps your edits tidy, and it makes processing more consistent because you're not accidentally carrying weird tails or silence that triggers dynamics differently. Quick coaching note before we even add effects. Treat this vocal like a percussion element first, and a message second. The secret sauce is timing. Zoom in and nudge the clip start so the consonants, like T, K, P, land with the snare, or just after it. 5 to 20 milliseconds can be the difference between random sample on top and this is part of the break. And that costs you exactly zero CPU. Next, gain staging, because old school texture starts with level. Before any plugins, get the clip gain so peaks are living around -12 to -6 dB. You're not trying to make it loud here. You're trying to feed the saturator consistently. Distortion and lo-fi devices react wildly differently if the input level changes every phrase, so this step is what makes the rack feel repeatable. Now we build the ragga vocal texture rack. Keep the order in mind. We'll do tone first, then control. If you compress before you add distortion or redux, you'll often exaggerate hiss and artifacts and it gets ugly fast. So, tone devices first, then compression and utility at the end. Start with EQ8. This is your radio and PA band limiting. Put a high pass filter at around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep, 24 dB per octave. The vocal doesn't need sub. Let the bass and kick own that space. Then find the mod. Usually around 250 to 450 Hz. Use a wide Q. Pull out maybe 2 to 5 dB. Don't overthink it. Just clear the boxiness. Now low pass the top. Set a gentle low pass around 7 to 10kHz, maybe 12 dB per octave. That's a big part of the old school illusion. It feels like it came off a sampler, or a PA, or a taped radio broadcast, not a modern condenser mic. Optional, add a presence bump around 2.5 to 4.5kHz, wide Q, maybe plus 2 dB. That helps it read through a busy break without needing more volume. Next device. Saturator. Stock Ableton saturator is perfect here and it's cheap on CPU. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive somewhere between plus 3 and plus 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Now here's the discipline move. Level match. Bypass the saturator, then unbypass it, and adjust the output so the level is roughly the same. If it gets louder, your brain will always think it's better. We're choosing tone, not volume. If you want extra hair, turn color on, but keep it subtle. You want grit, not a brittle frying pan top end. Next, redux. This is where the old sampler bite shows up fast. But it's easy to overdo and suddenly it's not vintage. It's just harsh digital fizz. Dart gentle. Downsample around 3 to 8. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Start at 12. Then set dry slash wet around 10 to 35%. That dry slash wet control is your best friend. If it gets harsh, lower the downsample first before you lower the bits. Usually the downsample is what brings that nasty edge the quickest. Now auto filter for movement. This is where the vocal starts breathing with the track. Choose either band pass for a more phone line vibe, or low pass for classic roll-off sweeps. For a low pass starting point, try around 6 to 9kHz. Add a touch of drive if it's available, like 5 to 15%, just to give the filter some attitude. Then add a tiny envelope amount. Think 5 to 15. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. What you're listening for is consonants popping forward a little, like the vocal is reacting to itself. Subtle is the word. This is not a wah-wah effect. It's micro movement. And yes, automate cutoff sometimes. One little sweep into a drop, or a wheel-up moment, and certainly its storytelling. Now compression. Use the compressor after the tone devices. Light glue, not flattening. Ratio 2:1 up to 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep the transient bite. Release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If you want it to bounce with a break, do a light side chain from your drum bus. 1 to 2 dB of movement is enough. It'll tuck the vocal into the groove instead of sitting on top like a sticker. At this point, you've got solid main track chain. Now we're going to get the dub space the CPU smart way. Instead of putting delay and reverb on every vocal channel, set up returns. One echo return for dub delay throws, and one reverb return for a small room or plate. One instance each. That's the whole CPU strategy right there. On return A, load echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. That's classic jungle timing. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Now filter the delay inside echo. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so the repeats don't build low-end mud. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz so it sits behind the main phrase. Keep modulation low, like 0 to 10%. Add a little saturation inside echo, maybe 2 to 10%. You want the repeats to feel like they're degrading slightly with each echo. On return B, load reverb. The regular stock reverb is lighter than hybrid reverb. Keep it small. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the word. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. And keep the send subtle. In drum and bass, vocals usually need space, not wash. Now we do the most important arrangement move for authenticity, throws. In jungle, the delay isn't on all the time. It's a moment. It's punctuation. Go back to the vocal track. Automate send A, the echo send. Keep it at minus infinity most of the time. Then on the last word of a phrase, push it up, somewhere like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Then drop it back down immediately. Here's a pro move that makes it even tighter. Split the clip right before the last word. Command or Control E. Now only that slice gets the send automation. Even better, automate the send on the final consonant, not the whole word. That way the punch of the word stays dry and upfront, and the tail triggers the echo. That's how you get big throws without losing groove clarity. Now let's make it sit in a rolling DNB mix with classic placement. A super reliable structure is, let the drums and bass establish for 8 bars. Then bar 9, drop a dry raga phrase like an announcement. Bar 10, do a response phrase with more effects or a throw. And by bar 16, do a bigger throw, maybe paired with a tiny stop or a quick filter sweep, so it feels like the section has a peak. And every time you place a vocal hit, think like a break editor. Pair it with an amen snare fill, a tiny reverse, a little cymbal suck, anything that makes it feel embedded in the cut-up language of jungle. Now, a few quick fixes for common problems. If the vocal is fighting the bass and kick, you didn't high pass enough. Push the HP filter up until the mix suddenly breathes, then back it off a touch. If Redux sounds like cheap digital crackle, you went too hard. Pull back the dry slash wet, or reduce downsample first. Your goal is texture, not pain. If the track gets muddy, it's usually because delay and reverb are constant. Go back to throws. Less is more, and it actually sounds more authentic, and always level match when you add saturation. If you don't, you'll choose louder every time. Now for a couple intermediate upgrades that still stay CPU friendly. First, keep the vocal mostly mid so your breaks can be wide and huge. Put utility at the end and set width around 70 to 90%. If you want to get fancy, use a Q8 in M/S mode and roll off a little high end on the sides only. That keeps the center readable without dulling everything. Second, parallel clean and dirty. Put everything into an Audino effect rack. Make two chains. Clean chain is EQ and light compression. Dirty chain is saturator, redux, darker EQ. Blend the chain volumes. This is a classic readability trick. You get the grime without losing the words. Third, sidechain the dirt only. Put a compressor on the dirty chain. Sidechain from the drum bus. Now the gritty texture pumps with the break, but the clean vocal stays stable. Very jungle. Very mix friendly. Fourth, if you want strict stop-start phrasing without chopping audio, add a gate near the end. Fast attack. Short hold. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then automate threshold, so only certain moments get that hard cut vibe. Fifth, a pitch envelope yelp with basically no CPU. In the clip envelopes, draw a quick transpose dip, like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones over about 80 to 150 milliseconds on the first syllable. It mimics that old pitch bent sampler feel. And here's a sound design extra that's incredibly authentic and still light, a noise bed that follows the vocal. Put a vinyl noise or any steady noise sample on its own track. Add a gate to it. Sidechain the gate from the vocal track, so the noise only opens when the vocal hits. Then band limit the noise. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Now every vocal phrase comes with a little air-like tape or a crusty PA. Super 90s, super cheap. Now let's talk about the Riedel CPU Saver. Freezing with a strategy. Once your tone is right, freeze the vocal track. That locks in the EQ, saturation, redux, filter, compression. But keep your throws on returns. Because returns stay live, you can still automate sends and tweak echo or reverb without needing to re-render your vocal every time. If you need to do deeper audio edits, flatten and commit. Alright. Quick 15-minute practice run. Pick one rag of phrase that lasts 1 to 2 bars. Apply the chain. EQ 8, saturator, redux, auto filter, compressor. Set up return a echo and automate one throw on the last word. Then arrange it across 16 bars. Bar 9, phrase dry. Bar 13, phrase with a throw. Bar 16, phrase with a bigger throw and a quick filter sweep. When it feels right, freeze or flatten.